He has a very quick bat. That was a fastball at 94. It was in. And he pulled his hands in and turned it around right down that right field line. And here's Matt Chapman. A lot of hits in this game already. Five hits between the two teams. And there's just one out in the bottom of the first. Myers looks back at second and brings home the first pitch to Chapman. That misses low with a slider. And it's 1-0. Brewers off to St. Louis tonight at the conclusion of the game this afternoon. Three with the Cardinals in St. Louis. 1-0 pitch is fouled back and out of play. It's 1-1. And then to Chicago from there for three with the White Sox before coming home for three with the Cubs. That's what the next week plus looks like for the crew. The 1-1 pitch came up and in. Two balls and one strike. The Brewers have just lived out in the Western time zone to start this year. Two-one, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. You think about it, Arizona for spring training, then you go all the way to the East Coast, play the Yankees opening weekend, come home, go to the Mountain Time Zone, play the Rockies, then go to Arizona on Pacific time. 2-2, popped him up. This one on the infield, Myers giving way to Jake Bowers, and Bowers will make the catch behind the mound for the second out. Two down now for Elliott Ramos. Then you come back home again and then right back out here on Pacific time. Pat Murphy was talking about it a couple of days ago before the game, and he said this feels like the longest April ever. Myers first pitch to Ramos is down and it's one ball and no strikes. And for Pat Murphy, probably some of that has been all the injuries he's had to navigate as well. And the Brewers have done a good job navigating the injuries like they did a year ago too. So many of them injuries to their arms. The 1-0 to Ramos is fouled out of play first base side. It's 1-1. Tobias trying to limit the Giants to just the one run here in the first inning. Ramos hitting 233, three home runs, and 10 driven in. 15 pitch inning so far for Tobias. Here's the 1-1, swing and a miss. Got a fastball by him at 93, and it's 1-2. Lee, with good speed, gets his lead from second base. And Myers out of the stretch, the 1-2 pitch. Fouled out of play behind home plate. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Tobias looking in. Now asking Haas to punch in the signal one more time on the pitch com. Now he agrees on it. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a slider. First ortho ASAP strikeout of the game and of the year for Tobias Myers. Gives up the run, but that's it. We go to the second inning, tied at one on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine said.
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer. 96 cals and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer cals and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Everyone is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com.
We are tied at one as we go to the top of the second inning, and Roop's first pitch to Garrett Mitchell misses outside. It's 1-0. Brewers with a run on three hits in the top of the first inning. Could have had more. 1-0 pitch is over but low, and it's two balls and no strikes. And the hope is that you're not looking back at that first inning and thinking that was our shot to have a big inning if you're the Crew. As Garrett checks on a sinker that missed away, and it goes to 3-0. Brewers got a leadoff walk in that first inning from Terang. They'd love a leadoff walk from Mitchell here. 3-0 pitch is up and away, and he walked him. So Roop has been anything but crisp to start this outing. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Vinny Capra is the batter and takes a strike with a two-seam fastball on the inside corner. And it's 0-1 with Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon in San Francisco. Tied at one. Top of the second inning. Mitchell, his lead from first is Capra. Flinches at a curveball that missed down and away, and it's 1-1. Capra 0 for his last 23 at the plate. 1-1 pitch. And that is a strike at the knees with a curveball. And it's 1-2. Vinny hitting just 0-83 on the year with a home run, three driven in. Got the start two nights ago at shortstop for the Crew, as Ortiz got that night off. There goes Mitchell. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. The throw to second is not in time. Mitchell able to get under the tag from Tyler Fitzgerald. Capra strikes out swinging. But the Brewers get Mitchell into scoring position. And Delta Dental and Delta Vision donating to Special Olympics Wisconsin for that stolen base. Two great plans and one name you trust. Second stolen base of the year for Garrett Mitchell. And now here's Eric Haas. Roop brings home the pitch, and Haas took a strike at the knees. And it's 0-1. A lot of curveballs from Roop. That is not a surprise. He looks back at Mitchell at second, and now the 0-1 to Haas. And that missed off the plate away with a sinker. It's 1-1. Bryce Terang on the top of the order, lurking in the on-deck circle. Runner at second and one away here in the second inning in a 1-1 ball game. Roop's pitch missed away, and it's 2-1. He does not have a lot of command with a sinker, it would appear, early on here, Josh. That has been what he struggled to command more so than the breaking ball. Roop's 2-1 is a bouncer to first base, backhanded by Wade. He will step on the bag and retire Haas. Mitchell goes to third. He's there with two outs. And now here's Terang. And Terang, who walked back in the first, has been the hottest hitter for the Brewers in this series. Had the ground rule double last night in the ninth inning that played at the only two runs of the game for the Crew. First pitch is in there for a strike. That was the curveball. It's 0-1.
He's been to the plate 11 times in the last three games. and he's been out twice.
A one pitch. Ground ball foul up the first baseline, and it's nothing and two on Bryce. Third in the National League right now in hits with 35. He is really turning into quite the leadoff hitter for the Crew. Of course, you know how elite he is defensively. 0-2 pitch, down and in. It gets away from Huff, but out in front of home plate, so Mitchell stays put at third. One ball and two strikes on Terang. His approach is so fun to watch because of his ability to use all fields and cover the entirety of the plate. Very hard to get him out right now. 1-2 pitch. That gets away from Huff all the way back to the backstop, and Mitchell will trot home. And the Brewers take a 2-1 lead. And Roop disappointed in himself as he gets the ball back from Huff after the wild pitch. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count on Terang. Well, the Brewers get a walk, a stolen base, get him over, and then get him in on a wild pitch. And the Brewers back out in front here. Here's the 2-2 to Terang. And he lifts one in the air, shallow left. That is Matos out there. He's tracking it with the sunglasses on and makes the catch. And the inning is over. But the Brewers steal a run in the second inning. They're back out in front 2-1 as we go to the bottom of two on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nothing beats a big breath of crisp, clear air on a beautiful morning. We wouldn't be here without it. But there is one place we don't want air: in our prepackaged fresh food products. Air speeds up spoilage, even if the product is frozen. That's why at Usinger's, all of our Fresh Link product is flash frozen and vacuum packed immediately. It locks in flavor and seals out air. Usinger's vac-packed products will last for months in your freezer with no loss of flavor or quality. Look for Usinger's at your local grocer. The elf on the label means quality on the table.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
The Island Resort and Casino's Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is good!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It is a 2-1 Brewers lead. As Tobias Myers back out there for the bottom of the second inning, he'll get Lamont Wade Jr., Tyler Fitzgerald, and Sam Huff against him here in this second inning. Myers gave up a run on a couple of hits in the bottom of the first inning. Tobias, always out of the stretch, brings home the pitch, and he missed inside to Wade, and it's 1-0. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers: always give semi-trucks extra room to stop while on the road. Myers looking in on the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, and he dropped it in there for a strike. Actually, that was a changeup, that overhand changeup from Tobias, and it's 1-1. One pitch. That one just missed. Two balls and a strike here on Wade. 1-for-6 in the series, hitting below 100 at 098. Myers 2-1 pitch. And he missed inside with a cutter that time. It's three balls and one strike. Brewers getting a run in the top of the second inning. After the leadoff walk to Garrett Mitchell, they got him around. 3-1 pitch is high, and he walks Wade. So leadoff man aboard for the Giants now. We have not seen the leadoff man retired yet in this game in the first two innings. And now here's Tyler Fitzgerald. first walk issued by Tobias. Fitzgerald has had a good series. He did not play in last night's game. Christian Kost got the start at second base last night. Myers brings home the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 0-1. Made right here in Wisconsin, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, the hometown favorite. Just like Usinger's Fine Sausage, of course made in Milwaukee, and Pine River's award-winning cheese spreads from Wisconsin's best dairy farms. Doesn't get any better than the hometown favorites that are also best in class. 0-1, and Fitzgerald took a strike on the inside edge. Fastball at 92, and it's 0-2. That fastball command was a big key for Tobias a season ago. Slider and the changeup were good pitches for him as he throws to first, and back in time is Wade. But the ability to command the fastball, always important. 0-2 pitch is popped up into shallow right. Actually, this one is going to be on the infield as Bryce Terang with one step in the outfield grass in right field makes the catch for the first out. So one away, and here's Sam Huff. Huff 1-for-1 in the series, hitting 227 with a home run and two driven in. Umpires today, Jim Wolf is behind the plate, Alex McKay at first, crew chief Alan Porter at second base, and Brian Walsh is in the rocking chair at third. Pitch is high to Huff, and it's 1-0. Tobias trying to work around a leadoff walk here in this second inning. Pitch is ground ball to third, played by Capra, but foul. And it's 1-1. That was close to being a fair ball. It was going to be a really tough play for Vinny if it was fair. But Brian Walsh right on the line said foul. And now 1-1 on Huff. You get Luis Matos in the on deck circle. So Tobias definitely wants to get aggressive with this bottom of the lineup for San Francisco. 1-1 pitch is a tapper out in front of the mound. Myers off the mound, fields, throws to first in time. Wade goes to second. He's there with two outs. And he gets to face Luis Matos, who is 0 for his last 21 at the plate. Hitting just 147 on the year with a home run and one driven in. And 0 for 4 in this series. He's rolled into some double plays. Tobias just looking to get an out and get this game to the third with his 2-1 lead. First pitch is a fly ball left field and playable. Christian Yelich tracking it underneath of it, makes the catch, and Myers works around the leadoff walk here in the second. We go to the third, a 2-1 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are Lions International, the world's largest service organization. We are volunteers committed to strengthening our communities and supporting those in need, one act of kindness at a time. For more than a century, Lions have been serving a world in need, right here in our community and around the world. Lions International makes the impossible possible. This is your invitation to join us, because the only thing missing from our mission to make a difference is you. Visit lionsclubs.org to find a local Lions club near you.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Only at Z-Bart.
We go to the third inning, a 2-1 Brewers lead, and stepping in with a play-by-play, here's Josh.
Thank you, Lane. Sal Frelick greeting the right-hander Landon Roop, and he takes outside ball one. If I were Sal Lane, I'd be patient here, because the first two innings, Roop has walked the leadoff batter. The 1-0, taken for a strike. That was his curveball at the top of the zone, and those are the Brewers' two runs. They took that leadoff walk in each inning and scored. Fly ball hit into center. Moving to his left, Jung-Hoo Lee into the gap, and he's there to make the catch. No walk this time. And Frelick is one for two. That'll bring up Christian Yelich. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant, Nicole Krentz from Fox Lake. Nicole wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. From the windup, Root pitch to Christian Yelich. A little bit high, ball one. Visit WTMJ.com to enter and for official contest rules. Yelich drove in the Brewers' first run, a sack fly. 1-0 pitch ripped foul from the ground wide of first. And the ball attendant flubbed it.
Oh, darn it.
Lost his footing. Lost the ball, now gets up and throws his hands into the air as if to say, I'm all right. Pitch outside on Yelich, 2-1.
Paul Robinson, sorry, they give us your name at the beginning of the game.
2-1 is fouled back over the screen, 2-2.
They even tell you where he lives. That, I don't know if I like that. I'm not going to say it.
He's an older gentleman, Paul, down the first baseline. 2-2 to Yelich. Into the ground to second base, right into the breadbasket of Tyler Fitzgerald, who scoops and throws, and Yelich is out. Two quick outs. 2-1 Brewers. Third inning brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Sitco can save you money on every fill up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
Josh, he's a retired physics teacher. He's actually authored physics books.
Did they provide his entire bio for you?
Yeah, but I don't know that there was a lot of physics involved in that misplay down the line.
No, sir. It's now 2-0 on Reese Hoskins, batting with two out. And a chance at a 1-2-3 inning for Landon Roop. 2-0 pitch. Reese takes a strike with a curveball. I wonder how you get to be the ball attendants here at Oracle Park.
Ball dudes.
You win a contest?
Yeah, I suppose you submit and get selected, right?
2-1 pitch. Down and away, 3-1. Hoskins singled back in that busy first inning. I'm laughing because I don't think one of the qualifications appears to be good at fielding. 3-1, ripped into the left field corner. Reese Hoskins, fair ball inside the chalk. It rolls over towards the warning track. Hoskins will turn first and digs into second base. He is there standing up. It's a two-out double for Reese Hoskins. So no perfect inning in the third for Landon Roop. And Reese is 2-for-2 today.
I won't say anything bad about the lack of fielding ability by the ball dudes and dudettes that are here over the course of the series, because I don't think I could do any better.
That's you and me both, partner. So Bowers, an RBI opportunity. Swing and a miss. Curveball that was down low. Nothing and one. Two out in the third. It's 2-1 Brewers. They've scored exactly one run in each of the first two innings. Bowers, who's had a great series here, singled back in the first. Roop with an 0-1. Breaking ball low. Good take. That double meant that $75 was donated to the MAC Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. Roop sets at the belt, the 1-1 pitch. In tight on a sinking fastball. 2-1 on Jake. Last 3 days, he's now 5-for-7 with a home run. Keep that going.
Hoskins leads 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball again fooled him. That's the best pitch for Landon Roop. It's his big uncle Charlie. 2-2. And Bowers will use his time out here. Landon Roop, R-O-U-P-P. Trying to work around that Hoskins two-out double. Now Bowers finally steps back into the box. Brewers looking for a big hit. Roop with a 2-2. Curveball ripped. Foul, though. Oh, he was on that one. Pulled it wide of first by a couple of feet. Keep throwing that curveball. The batter's going to figure it out. They play him deep in the outfield. 2-2 again. Inside on a fastball, and it's 3-2. We talked to Jake in our pregame show yesterday, and he said, I just feel like my swing's been in a great place this season from the time I got to spring training. 3-2 coming. Took outside corner. Strike three called. It was a curveball, borderline pitch, but Roop gets the call, and that'll end the inning. So a double by Hoskins, but he's stranded, and we go to the bottom of the third. It's still 2-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup? Troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Sunday, April 27th, beginning at 3 p.m., you can enjoy Music to Food, a benefit put on by the Lawrence University's piano students, with all proceeds going to the Oneida Food Pantry. And your admission could be free with a suggested donation. What better way is there to enjoy an evening of music while supporting a great cause? Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Your hometown bank.
Tobias Myers against the top of the Giants order. Bottom of the third, he's working with a 2-1 lead, and here's Mike Yastrzemski. Scored the Giants run. He'll take outside ball one. He singled on the very first pitch that Tobias threw back in the first inning. It'll be Yaz, then Willie Adames, and Jung-Hoo Lee. Tobias kicks and he throws. And he misses high, 2-0. Just like Landon Roop, Tobias did not retire the leadoff batter in either of the first two innings. Let's see if he can do what Roop just did and get the first man in the third. Myers 2-0 pitch, outside, 3-0. It's a tough way to pitch when the first guy is always on base. And he's got to come in to prevent that from happening yet again. Myers kicks 3-0 pitch. He had a green light, fouls it back over the screen, does Yastrzemski. Finale of a four-game series. Giants have won two of the first three games. Brewers hoping for a split in San Fran. Myers 3-1 coming. Outside corner called a strike. Cutter just came through the back door. It's a full count. Yastrzemski's a very patient hitter. He's among the National League leaders in on-base percentage. He'll use his time out. He's turned himself into a very productive hitter. And the grandson of Yaz, great Carl, Hall of Famer. Leading off bottom third, 3-2. Hit in the air deep into right. Backing up is Frelick. He's back to the wall. Sal is waiting. It is up. It is gone. Just onto the landing for a game-time home run. Mike Yastrzemski goes deep. And it's 2-2 in the bottom of the third. He's been the offense against Myers thus far. Just got out. It is a short way to get to that Levi's landing. That's what it's labeled, that right field. It's only 309 feet to the pole, a little bit further to get it out there. So you can get a cheaper home run. The question is, can you hit it high enough? It's a very high wall. And Yastrzemski knows it well. So a home run has tied the game. Still nobody out. And Willie Adames takes high ball one. Yastrzemski's fourth of the year. Willie grounded to third base back in the first. Myers 1-0. High again. It's 2-0. Tobias has not had his best command to this point. 2-0 pitch, Willie swings and foul tips a slider into the catcher's mitt. Was not expecting that breaking ball. It's 2-1. Willie now 2-for-13 in the series. 2-1 pitch, swung on, fouled back. Another slider, it's 2-2. I remember watching Mike Yastrzemski when he was coming up in the Orioles organization. I was working in the minor leagues when he was playing in the Orioles farm system, and he was just kind of like an extra guy. 2-2 pitch, flied foul, right field side, drifting well out of play by Willie Adames. In fact, the Giants, they got Yastrzemski just kind of a minor league deal. It wasn't thought of as a big prospect guy, but he's got those great bloodlines, and he's just kept working and working, and he always gets better. 2-2 pitch, another foul ball by Willie on the Tobias Myers fastball.
He has always impressed me since he's been up with the Giants. He always comes up with big hits against the crew. Competitive guy.
That was his seventh career homer against the Brewers. 2-2 to Willie again. Down and away on a slider, and it's full count.
Hard to not think of the grand slam he hit off of Hader here in 22. Out to center field. Walked off the crew.
Nobody out, nobody on. 3-2 pitch. Willie takes outside. Ball four, and he walks. Another slider. That'll be the second walk issued by Myers. And Willie Adames is aboard representing the go-ahead run with nobody out for Jung-Hoo Lee. That was a nice plate appearance by Willie. But again, Tobias is not at the moment totally sharp with the command. And the catcher, Eric Haas, is going to go out and pay him a visit. We've got a Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound. Hey, reserve your seat at the Sportsbook tonight to watch every pick happening in Green Bay. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Happy draft day to all those who are following. I know a very exciting weekend coming up back in Wisconsin. So now Haas is back behind the plate. Here comes Jung-Hoo Lee, who ripped an RBI double back in the first. 2-2 game, bottom third. Adames leads in the pitch. Inside, ball one. Cut fastball missed. Jung-Hoo Lee came in with the second most doubles in the National League and has already added one onto that total. The 1-0 pitch, very high, it's 2-0. Myers has thrown 45 pitches, and only 26 of those have been strikes. And he's got work to do to try to keep this game tied. Giants hoping for a big inning. Matt Chapman on deck. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Lee takes inside, 3-0. He was 3-0 on Yastrzemski. He was 3-2 on Adames before he walked him. Now he's 3-0 on Lee. Three balls on every batter here in the inning. Runner at first, 3-0 pitch taken outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks after the home run. And now the table is really set. Giants are thinking crooked number. Back-to-back walks by Adames and Jung-Hoo Lee. And you got Matt Chapman coming up. A little surprised Chris Hook hasn't come out to talk with Tobias as yet. He stays put in the dugout. Chapman did pop out to first base in the first. That would be an optimal result here if you could replicate that. Don't want him to advance those runners. 2-2 the score, first pitch. Breaking ball, strike. Slider clipped the bottom of the zone. You know, I was thinking as Tobias was going to pitch today, what a difference a year makes for him. 0-1 pitch, inside corner, perfectly placed fastball, nothing in two. It was right around this time, exactly as the season and a year ago, that he was going to make his major league debut. Pretty much out of nowhere. He wasn't on anybody's radar screen coming into 24. And now 12 months hence, look at what he's become. 0-2 pitch, Chapman swings and pops one foul down the left field line. It's the third baseman Capra going over, but he's out of room. That ball's in the seats.
Yeah, that Tobias Meyer start in Pittsburgh, it was kind of a somebody has to start this game. Who's available and hasn't thrown lately in the minors that we could bring up here and give the ball to? It wasn't like, oh, we got to make room for Tobias Myers.
Right.
And then he just kept earning the ball again with his performances.
Two on, nobody out in a tie game. 0-2 on Chapman. Pitch down in the dirt. Good block by Haas. 1-2. And it wasn't always a straight line to what happened from that day in Pittsburgh to the epic performance in game three of the wild card series. He got options. Wasn't always even in the rotation. Made some appearances in relief. But he just kept seemingly getting better. 1-2. Love a strikeout. Here it comes. Swinging a ground ball foul up the third baseline.
There was that night in Miami when he pitched in relief and he got the win. I think that was late May, right? And I feel like from that point on, he really kind of got his feet underneath of him and pitched well the rest of the way.
First and second, nobody out. 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. Chapman goes fishing. A great pitch by Myers. That's the first out of the third inning. And his second ortho ASAP strikeout. Start dealing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Well, it took him six pitches, but that was a result that Tobias was really hoping to get. Start seeing your way out of the inning now, potentially. Here comes Elliot Ramos. Two on and one out. Myers kicks and deals, and it's swung on and fouled straight back into the screen. Nothing in one.
Including that outing in relief, he made 23 appearances, 21 starts. The rest of the way, pitched to a 2.68 ERA.
And, of course, that does not count game three against the Mets. The five scoreless. 0-1 pitch. Ramos sticks very high. If you're not familiar or you need a refresher, Tobias just was bouncing around different organizations, always in the minor leagues before he got to the crew. Ramos fouls it, right field side, drifting out of play. 1-2 on Elliot Ramos. This is the ninth year that he's been pitching as a professional, and he's with his sixth organization. Frequently traded. He was traded three times. 2-2 score, 1-2 pitch. Ramos takes low on a changeup, 2-2. This is one of the great Brewers success stories, and they've had a bunch of those over the last decade. Ramos struck out his first time. Tobias with a 2-2. Swung on, popped, right field side. I think Freelick's got to play. Yes, he does. Moving over towards the line, makes the catch, and the runners will stay in place. Fly ball just fair by Elliot Ramos, and Sal catches out number two in the inning. And now it's Lamont Wade Jr., the man standing in the way for Myers, being able to escape and keeping this game tied. Third inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. First pitch to Wade. Just missed. A little bit tall. Join at WDAClub.com. Yastrzemski led off the inning with a homer, then back-to-back walks, but now there are two out. 1-0 pitch, Wade swings and grounds one towards short. Tough play with a backhand Ortiz. Plants his feet, throws to first, little wide, but caught by Bowers. The inning is over. Fine play on each end there. And good work by Tobias to keep it just one run in the frame for San Francisco. A Mike Yastrzemski home run. We go to the fourth, 2-2 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Grab your spot for Brewers action with a mini ticket plan on sale now. Score a 6-pack or a 12-pack of tickets featuring big savings of up to 25% off the single game rate, plus great seats. Get yours now at brewers.com/ticketfinder. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business, because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
This is more. More.
Joey Ortiz, Garrett Mitchell, Vinny Capra. Today that is 6, 7, and 8 on Pat Murphy's lineup card. They'll bat in the fourth against the right-hander Landon Roop. And Ortiz takes ball one low. Game tied at 2. Brewers have had a couple of different one-run leads. 1-0 pitch inside and low, 2-0. Each time the Brewers took the lead, the Giants came back and knotted this thing up. Ortiz batted with runners on the corners in the first, and he tried to bunt. Here he takes a strike at the knees, 2-1. It was an interesting decision. He bunted out to the first baseman. 2-1 pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. That was the curve. I mean, Joey, unless he had forgotten how many outs there were, had to be bunting for a hit. 2-2 pitch, swung on and served into center. It's shallow. In comes Lee. Base hit, though. He can't get it. A bleeder that falls in for Joey Ortiz, and the Brewers have the leadoff man on base. That's Joey's first hit of the series.
I mean, it's the top of the fourth, and the leadoff man's been retired one time.
Yeah, total.
In this game.
3 of 4 times leadoff man has reached against Roop. Here's Garrett Mitchell. He led off with a walk in the second, swinging a ground ball to second base. Tyler Fitzgerald to his left. He'll take the sure out at first and throws at Mitchell. So in the end, that is a productive out by Garrett as Ortiz advances. Hit it to the left of the second baseman. You hit it to his right, then he's got to play at second. But it worked out where Garrett placed that ground ball. And here comes Vinny Capra. RBI opportunity. Struck out his first time. He'll take a strike at the knees here from Landon Roop. Capra giving Caleb Durbin the day off at third. 0-1 pitch inside, 1-1.
Roop has thrown more curveballs than anything else. More than a sinker. He's thrown 30 curveballs, 28 sinkers by last count.
Got to look for it, I guess. There it is. It's in the dirt, and it gets off the glove of Sam Huff, his catcher, all the way back to the backstop, and up to third goes Joey Ortiz. It's the second wild pitch that he has uncorked on that pitch, too, Lane. Huff, who is the backup catcher normally to Patrick Bailey. Huff is not the defensive player that Bailey is. And I'm not saying that Bailey wouldn't have stopped either of the wild pitches, but Huff has looked uncomfortable. Infield comes in, 2-1. Just missed. Called inside, and it's 3-1 on Capra. An inviting hitting spot here for Vinny. 3-1 count, infield in. Runner leads at third, the pitch. Inside, he walked him. Through the curveball did Roop. And the Brewers will have him on the corners with one out for Eric Haas. Roop walks his third.
I will make a prediction. We're going to see a lot of both bullpens, I think, before this game is over today.
It's really trending in that direction. The one thing that walk did, it set up the ground ball double play possibility. I think the Giants are okay with that. Haas got to try to get one in the air. First pitch. He's going to bunt. He bunts up the third baseline. It'll score the run. Chapman on the run. Fields and throws to first, and it's not caught by Lamont Wade. Oh, it went off his glove, and it rolls down to the sidewall. Rounding third. Here comes Capra, and the throw to the plate not in time. Two runs score. A bunt on a sneak attack by the Brewers catcher, Eric Haas. He was going to get an RBI. It was a squeeze bunt that worked, and then when the throw got away from Wade, a second run scores all the way from first. Brewers lead it 4-2 in the fourth. It was a pretty good bunt. I think Haas is going to be out, though, if Wade catches the ball. And I'm not sure what happened with Wade. I'd have to get a better look at a replay. He may have just dropped the throw. The second went Haas. There's still only one out, and now Bryce Terang takes a curveball at the knees for a strike.
Yeah, I don't know if they've ruled E5 or E3. I would think E3 from the first replay we saw.
0-1 on Terang, the pitch. Strike on the inside corner, nothing in two. So again, it is a sacrifice for Haas. And he'll get the run batted in on the first runner, Ortiz crossing. Terang 0-for-1 with a walk. Runner at second, two-strike pitches down low on the curve, ball one. So, yeah, it is the error on Wade. Is the scoring dropping the throw from the Gold Glover, Matt Chapman. Haas at second, 1-2 pitch. Down low on the curve again. You see that pitch as much as these Brewers hitters have, and Lane, you mentioned the percentages, how often Roop is throwing the curveball. You can start to recognize it and know when you don't have to swing. 2-2, the pitch. Swung on, line through the left side, base hit. Straight between shortstop and third base. Now, Haas initially broke back to the bag at second. He wasn't sure if that was going through, so he'll only advance as far as third on another hit by Bryce Terang. The last 3 days, he's been Tony Gwynn. They're on the corners with one out. And we're going to have a visit here. Landon Roop calling the entire infield in, yeah, with the catcher.
The Giants have Bivens up. You were talking about it, Josh. The third time through the order now, and it's basically been curveball sinker, and the sinker's not been a real productive pitch for him. It feels like advantage very much leans towards the Brewers. So we'll see how long the Giants even stick with Roop at this point. He's at 75 pitches. He's had a ton of traffic. And as we said, Bivens is getting loose in the bullpen right now. He's probably down to his last couple of batters.
They send out pitching coach J.P. Martinez. He came out after everybody else on the infield had already gotten to the pitcher's mound. Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound. So Brewers lead 4-2 in the fourth, and here comes Sal Frelick. They're on the corners with one away. First pitch in tight. They're in the sinker, ball one. Frelick today is 1-for-2. Infield plays for a double play up the middle. Roop with a 1-0. Caught the inside corner. Just barely with that two-seamer, 93-mile-an-hour pitch, 1-1 on Sal. By the way, Bryce Terang is now 8-for-11 the last 3 days. 1-1 pitch, swung on, taps softly to first. Breaking for the plate comes Haas. Wade Fields throws to first, not in time. Second baseman covering, did not beat Frelick to the bag. He hustles out an RBI infield hit on a slow chopper. The Brewers have played it 3 in the inning. They lead it 5-2. Although the Giants are going to challenge, I think, this call at first base. They thought Fitzgerald beat Sal to the bag. And here is our crew chief, Alan Porter, about to give us the news.
San Francisco is challenging the safe call at first base.
They think that that'll be an out on Frelick, regardless the run scores, as Eric Haas got a pretty good read as soon as that ball was chopped into the dirt in front of home plate. He broke for home, and Lamont Wade Jr. decided just to try to get the out at first. And they're going to win that challenge.
Yeah, I think this gets overturned. I'm with you. It's close, but I think there's enough evidence there to say that Fitzgerald wins the race to the bag by maybe half a step, Josh.
All replay reviews brought to you by Pella. Everyone's talking about the draft tonight, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com. And so they are looking at this back in New York. We think it's going to be overturned, just an RBI ground out for Frelick. Here it is.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. The runner is out. San Francisco will retain their challenge.
But the Brewers do lead 5-2. You can score the out 3-4 there on Frelick's RBI grounder. Sal drives in his seventh of the year, and that's going to be it for Landon Roop. Here comes Bob Melvin. He's made a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen, and Spencer Bivens coming in. U.S. Cellular, a proud partner of the Brewers. They remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. A three-spot knocks out Roop in the fourth. 5-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Save big money this spring with help from Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking ground to creating a smooth seed bed. The Earthquake Pioneer Tiller is designed to give you more control while still providing all of the benefits of a heavy-duty, dual-direction tiller. Hurry in for all your lawn and garden needs and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Work. Spencer Bivens takes over. Second time the Brewers have seen this right-hander in the series. Runner at second base is Terang. There are two outs and three runs in. Milwaukee has taken a 5-2 lead here over the Giants, and Christian Yelich will greet Bivens. Right-hander ready to go. Runner takes off for third. On a strike, throw to third. Tag applied. Safe. Terang somehow got around the tag of Matt Chapman. Wow. The throw from Sam Huff, the catcher, had him beaten to the base. He dove to the outside of the bag, and I think we're going to have another challenge here by the Giants on the call at third.
San Francisco is challenging the safe call at third base.
Boy, Terang tried to make a great slide again to the outside of the bag, but I think Chapman got him on the hand. And I think the Giants are going to win two challenges in two plays. It's my guess.
I think you're right. Yeah, I don't know if you can totally tell from the angles we've seen that he gets him on that left hand. That's where he had to tag him if he was going to get the out call, because the right hand swims around and gets to the bag. Is there definitive proof that he ever tags him on that left hand? I don't know that there is. This is going to be another tough one, I think.
That is what the Giants certainly thought they saw, was a tag on the hand.
Left forearm, I think, is where they're going to argue that he got him. And that might be a better argument. He never gets him on the hand. Does the top of the glove graze the left forearm? I don't know if there's enough to say definitively it does. It's really close.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. Yeah. The runner is out. San Francisco will retain their challenge.
Win two challenges in a row to get outs number 2 and 3 in the fourth inning on Frelick's RBI grounder. And then Bryce Terang is caught stealing third base by Sam Huff. Only his second caught stealing of the year. Brewers do end up scoring three. We go to the bottom of the fourth. They lead it 5-2 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Tyler Fitzgerald to lead off the home fourth. Now 5-2 the Brewers. Tobias Myers back to work, and he misses high. Ball one. Giants have had the leadoff man reach base in each of the first three innings. That's a trend Tobias wants to and frankly kind of needs to end right here. 1-0 pitch in the dirt. It's 2-0. Carbliss is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbliss, less is more. Fitzgerald popped out his first time. 2-0 pitch. He lines one down the left field line. Yelich going over into the corner on the warning track. He's got it. Running play by Yelly. only had three or four more steps to get to the fence and over by the line. So they get the first batter of the inning. Jared Koenig is getting loose in the bullpen here as Tobias Myers begins his fourth inning of work. He's thrown 62 pitches. But feels like almost every one of them has been a high-stress pitch. Here's Sam Huff, the catcher, swing ground ball to third. Two hops right at Vinny Capra. He's got plenty of time, but the catcher jogging up to first, and Vinny throws him out. Boy, two quick outs. Doesn't that feel good for Tobias? Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Brewers just had a three-run fourth inning and lead 5-2. Here's Luis Matos taking high ball one. We're in the bottom of the fourth, and there are now two outs. Luis Matos flew to left back in the second. Tobias Myers kicks the leg, the 1-0 pitch. High, it's 2-0 on a slider. Network Health salutes all of our nation's veterans. Retired veterans can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. Find the coverage you need and health plan experience you want with Network Health.